As the Attorney General's office continues to wade through public submissions on its religious freedoms legislation, concerns have been raised about the consultation process. While Christian Porter is under pressure from some groups to deliver the legislation before Christmas, one major religious organisation has urged patience to make sure the bill does not trigger unintended consequences. Bridget Fitzgerald has more.
The federal government has made it a priority to protect Australians from discrimination based on religion, with a push to get legislation finalised by the end of the year. But one major religious organisation is urging patience and caution.
There's always the risk of unintended consequences of things.
Bishop Philip Huggins is the president of the National Council of Churches of Australia, which represents some major Christian organisations like the Anglican Church, Uniting Church and the Salvation Army. But it also represents some smaller church groups, the Syrian Orthodox, Coptic Orthodox and Chinese Methodist churches. They've faced significant discrimination in their home countries. And in the Council's submission, it warns against placing the principle of religious freedoms ahead of other freedoms that Australians cherish.
We suggest that there be further round tables so that people who might be feeling this is going to have a negative consequence for their freedom both to practice a religion and also their freedom not to practice, that some of those conversations might take place.
The government has invited submissions on its draft religious freedom legislation, asking Australians to provide feedback and comment on the proposed new laws. It's promised to take the submissions into account before they're introduced into Parliament. And as Bishop Huggins explains, the National Council of Churches submission echoes concern raised by the Human Rights Commission that changes to religious freedoms could give religious organisations licence to discriminate against people who don't adhere to their views.
Everybody knows that religion's both a very positive factor for good, but also it's got the potential to be complicated in ways that diminish social cohesion.
The ABC obtained a copy of the National Council of Churches submission, though the Attorney General's office has not yet made submissions publicly available. Sydney University Law Professor Simon Rice believes that in itself is a problem.
It's simply not a public process. There is no basis on which to have a debate if we don't know what each other is saying.
The academic is also concerned the public consultation process has been based on a draft bill.
Parliament's pretty inaccessible. Policy's pretty inaccessible. It's hard to reach out. When you do make the effort, you want to make the effort in a way that is comprehensible to people. And publishing a draft piece of legislation is about as obscure as you could get.
The Attorney General's office was contacted for comment. The ABC understands submissions will be released at a date yet to be announced.
Bridget Fitzgerald with that report.